And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Got a loaded show for you today. Former Titans offensive coordinator and Atlanta Falcons head coach Arthur Smith will join us at 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that conversation with him. Pred center Matt Duchesne joins us at 8:45 like he does each and every week. And then Adam Vingan from The Athletic will join us at 9:30. So lots to come today here on the show. And Joe may have some Tennessee Vols news at some point today on the show, looking like.
How many hours of these four am I going to sit here screaming about Josh Heupel? Josh Heupel can't be the hire at Tennessee, right?
Yeah, well, look, man, it's Tennessee.
You know that you
absolutely like, can be.
Okay, Vol Twitter is a wonderful thing. I love you, Vol Twitter. I'm sorry, too, that I made a Lane Kiffin joke and you all got mad at me yesterday.
Oh, it was precious
yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it was probably not wise. I made a joke about, like, you know, Ole Miss will be here to face its old coach, and people took it like, I mean, Dan Wolkin tweeted at me and said, I just, like, was about to text 10 people when I saw it. I'm like, dude,
come on.
I was kidding. But regardless, the point I'm making here is that I'd like you to now go find some members of UCF Twitter, because they are like, oh my God, please take Josh Heupel from us. Yes, take Josh Heupel.
The UCF people want to take the coach and go to Tennessee.
Golden Knights Twitter is all a Twitter.
Oh, don't call them Golden Knights.
Yeah, right.
They're the Knights.
They're the Knights. They're the Knights. Yeah.
You can't call them the Golden Knights. They'll lose their mind on you.
I think Golden just makes things better.
I think it does, too.
You know? King Midas turns it to gold. Add golden in front of anything, and it makes it better.
I agree.
But regardless, Knights Twitter then, they're like, oh, this program is going the wrong way with Josh Heupel. Please hire him, Tennessee. Until I actually see this officially,
yeah.
I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah, we don't
I'm
know.
Not going
to
believe
this
it.
This could be a major play fake by Danny White. Major. We'll see. Reports coming out last night that Josh Heupel emerging as the top candidate for the Tennessee job. And now Jimmy Himes reporting this morning that the football team is having a team meeting at 8 o'clock with Danny White, which would presumably be to announce the hiring of a new football coach. So we'll see what happens. We got a lot to get to on that subject today, but man, it fits Josh Heupel. That Danny White honeymoon, 5 days? Is that how long it lasts?
It's like, I mean, it's amazing. You know, we've seen this before. You have like a package deal, AD coach. Like Danny White comes in on his own. It's like, oh, wow. Danny White with Josh Heupel, like, oh, so we're UCF North now. Or is that North UCF? North Central Florida? Central Florida North? I don't know. It's not good, man. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm blocking every Vol fan who sits here and rationalizes this today, too. Like, well, I can get behind this. Okay.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right? I can see it.
Dude, this is going to be like the June 15th Tennessee fan approach to the season of, yeah, I could see us pulling out 10 wins this year. Why not? Yeah.
Right.
That's what it'll turn into today in this conversation.
Well, yeah, and right. Like the preseason. But, you know, that's something that happens. So is the rationalizing of a coaching hire. And, look, I guess, like someone's tweeted at me already, it's an upgrade over Pruitt. I mean, this guy is a head coach.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, this guy's a head coach, but, like, you got to understand what he inherited and then where it's going. And also,
we're 4 minutes in. Rex Road's already lost it. He can't handle it anymore.
I mean, how many segments do I need to list all the coaches that would take the job? Like, I know some coaches who are absolutely a better hire than Josh Heupel, who absolutely will hitchhike to Knoxville right now and take the job.
Man, what a time. We'll see what goes on today with Tennessee. We've got a lot to get to on that front here coming up in the show. We'll dive back in right around 6:30. But, man, what a performance last night for the Predators in the third period. It was looking rough. They're down 2-1 against the Blackhawks. Mikhail Granlund ties it at 2, and Roman Josi wins it a minute 57 into overtime and on a gorgeous play. Man, we were talking about Josi yesterday getting more involved in the offense. That was one of those reminders that, yeah, that guy's still pretty good, and not very many defensemen in the league can do what he did yesterday to win that game for the Predators.
It's a big win. But Josh Heupel, man. No. All right, you got get your mind off it. No, that was a big win for the Preds. Kind of a parallel. The home teams last night, if you're a Vols fan, had to pull it out late.
Yeah.
And some clutch plays. Granlin playing great. I think he's is he making a difference? He got rewarded. It's always good to see someone play like he played last night and get rewarded. And then, you know, it was a very simple play. It looks easy. But perfect little drop for Josi going downhill. Yeah. And just, I mean, as soon as he took the puck, you know, it was like, oh, watch out. He's got speed. He's got time. He's got space. You're done.
And the best part, if you're a Preds fan, like, you can go back and watch the replay, and you can watch Dylan Strome looking at Patrick Kane being like, hey, man, that's you. You take that guy. And Kane was nowhere to be found. In the screen, Yossi's got a wide open lane to the net. And Malcolm Subban, who played really well in that game, 36 saves for the Blackhawks. You get Roman Josi cutting at you like that, good luck. He's going to score a lot of goals doing that. And the Predators find a way to win a game where it looked like, man, they may let a team that had no business staying in that game with them walk out of there with a win. So to come back, to stick with it, and to get 2 points out of that was huge.
You give up another power play goal. Again, you're playing against a not great goalie, against a bad team. If you lose a fourth straight game, I mean, again, it's game six, but we're sitting here today. I mean, you were talking about some fan base Twitter that was a little bit down last night. I mean, Preds Twitter last night was not quite what Vol Twitter should be if Josh Heupel is hired, but it was pretty down. It was pretty down. So that was a good save. You don't want to go four straight losses and lose to that team.
Oh yeah, some of the tweets that Adam Vingan and myself were getting last night about this team were, it's like, dude, we're 2 weeks in. Let's pump the brakes a little. I get it. There's frustration, kind of left over from last year and the way this thing's been going. But why don't we pump the brakes a little bit on this group this year?
3-3 is feels a lot different and sounds a lot different than. Then 2-4, and you know, you get a chance to beat them again tonight. You're feeling fine. Pick to click, by the way. Give me two.
Man, I tell you what, the listeners are doing great.
Yes.
Preds pick to click.
Who was that? Who was it? Caroline? No.
Emily.
Emily.
All right. Sorry. My daughter's name is Caroline. I'm sorry.
You keep getting the listener's name wrong.
Well, hey, but I'm getting picks to click right. Roman Josi.
I'm surprised you with Julie? Is it Julie?
Daphne?
No, that was like that. 4 months ago.
Yeah, Mikhail Granlin. Emily picks Granlin last night, and he ripped. I mean, that shot he had to tie the game up, great pass on the play by Cousins, but man, he ripped that puck. One-timer right from the left circle. Like you said, he's playing well. He had a couple moves last night where he's just like dangling into the zone. I'm like, okay, when did Mikhail Granlin turn into Philip Forsberg out here just moving around? But and Adam Vingan tweeted this last night, and I think you'd have to agree just looking back at the total picture of it. Since the coaching change, since John Hines has come into the fold, Granlin's been their best forward. Now, I think, number one, that's probably an indictment on some of the other guys they have. But number two, it's obvious with more opportunity and, I guess, more trust from a coaching staff, Granlin has shown to look more like the player we saw in Minnesota and less like the player we saw in his early tenure with the Predators.
And number three, you got lucky, or maybe you were just shrewd. That, you know, it came all the way back around to him coming back here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean,
he's an important piece.
He is, and it looked like early in the offseason that wasn't going to happen. I mean, it didn't look that way. Poile said it, you know, that Granlin Smith not going to be back. And, you know, obviously things changed. It was a different offseason with COVID, and the money just wasn't out there. Like, nobody was getting the money that they thought they should get, with the probable exception of Alex Pietrangelo in the offseason. So,
right.
It just wasn't a great year to be a free agent. But I tell you what, if Granlin keeps playing like this, he'll make him some money this offseason. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. If the Predators maybe circle back around and have some longer-term interest with Granlin, if he has some longer-term interest with them after the season. I know he's played three games at this point, but two goals in three games, you'll take that start if you're the Predators by Granlin.
And again, like you notice him a lot. I mean, he is playing inspired hockey right now, so it's a nice addition. He's going to get paid, and I hope Josh Heupel gets paid about $750,000 a year if the Vols hired him. Really nice poll here, Porth, and I like the
emotions. Whoa, he's congratulating Ryan Porth on a poll question.
I mean, the only problem I have is you have good Josh Heupel, I'll read the poll. You always do this, but I'll read the poll. Okay. Josh Heupel is reportedly the leading candidate to be the next head coach for the Vols. So how do you feel about it? So the choices are good hire with a thumbs up emoji, wait and see, not great, horrible hire with the little angry emoji. I like it. I might go somewhat passable hire, horrific hire, terrible hire, god-awful hire, and I'll never watch this team again. That might have been my poll, but I think this is a good poll.
Oh, good. Was it the emoji use that Porth made in this poll question that really sent it over the top for you?
That red, angry emoji face is exactly how Tennessee fans should
feel. I think that's how your face looked at about 6:02 this morning when the show started.
when you were screaming, Josh Heupel! I'm believing this is a curveball. This is all. Danny White has done this before. Who was it? It was Dino Babers was reportedly the coach, and then was that when he got Heupel?
Yeah,
which at that time seemed good.
Maybe Dino Babers will be the coach then.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
would you take Dino Babers or Josh Heupel?
Dino Babers. I'm going to need an hour today to list all the coaches I'd take before Josh Heupel.
Is Josh Heupel 14th in the SEC in terms of coaches? If he gets hired, is he automatically at the bottom of the list?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, there's no question.
Ugh, man. Even though Clark Lee's not even been a head coach yet. Doesn't matter.
Take Clark Lee. I mean, Will Healy would take the Tennessee job right now.
He would. This is how far this program has fallen.
Would you rather hire Robbie Caldwell?
Sure. Sure. Jeff Fisher, get that beautiful head of hair over to Knoxville and save the day.
For no other reason than the GIF. Just flying around Twitter.
Jim Tom Sula.
Running out in the Super Bowl. Oh, man. This could be a crazy day on the Hill in Knoxville. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. We'll dive in to the reports out there that Josh Heupel is perhaps the leading candidate for the Tennessee job. What's your reaction to that? Let us know at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's coming up next, but first, I have got a word from FanDuel, and you can celebrate the 55th edition of the big game with exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Tampa Bay takes on Kansas City. That's right. You can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on February the 7th. I've been betting football on FanDuel all season long. It's so easy to use. They get you your money in as little as 24 hours. They've got a range of betting options, player props, futures, whatever bet you're looking for. FanDuel has it. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code ROB. That's ROB. To get started, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. A deposit is required. Max bonus of $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And today could be one of those days on Vol Twitter and in Knoxville. The coaching search underway for the next head coach for the Tennessee football program. And reports coming out last night from Austin Price saying that Josh Heupel, UCF coach, has emerged as a top candidate for this job at Tennessee. Now, of course, there's a very obvious connection here. Danny White comes from UCF. He hired Josh Heupel at UCF. And now maybe hiring Josh Heupel at Tennessee as well. We'll see what happens. Again, nothing official at this point. Jimmy Himes reporting that Danny White is meeting with the football team at 8 o'clock Eastern time in Knoxville. So maybe to announce the hiring of a new head football coach could be a fun day, Joe.
Got a UCF fan here tweeting at me. As a UCF fan, please, because I tweeted, Vols fans hope for a curveball. So this UCF fan says, as a UCF fan, please no curveballs. Take him and pay the buyout. Or a home and home, y'all's choice.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Well, we had Shiano Sunday. We need Heupel Wednesday.
Just adding an H in front of it.
The Heupel hump day?
Oh,
there you go.
Ryan Porch, you ladies and gentlemen.
You did it. You did it.
The Hypo Hump Day.
I'm tweeting it right now.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, our good buddy Austin Stanley from A to Z Sports pointing this out. Josh Heupel's UCF offense ranked second in the entire country last season, averaging 558 yards per game. Tennessee's 2020 offense averaged 346, ranking 102nd. So that UCF offense last year was humming, Joe Rex wrote.
Spin it away. Let's spin it all day long. Sounds beautiful.
You know who led the country in total offense last year?
Who's that?
Kent State.
Hey.
606.
Why didn't they hire his coach? Let's get him. Whoever the heck that is.
Oh, seriously, like, okay, let's just operate under the assumption that Heupel is the guy. And we don't know. This could be a major leak, misdirection from Danny White. And if so, I will be very happy. But if not, and it is Josh Heupel, I mean, think about the hires this team has had over the course of the last decade. You go from Lane Kiffin to Derek Dooley to Butch Jones to Jeremy Pruitt, now maybe to Josh Heupel. Like, Butch Jones is far and away the best on that list. That's the situation that you're in.
Yeah. Butch Jones demonstrated success as a head coach. Now, Butch Jones, there is a parallel with Butch Jones and Josh Heupel, because Butch Jones had demonstrated success, which I thought at the time, and some people said at the time, yeah, he's kind of riding some Brian Kelly coattails here, right? And it turned out to be, I mean, that turned out to be true and easier to say after his tenure here. Scott Frost got it rolling at UCF. Now, Scott Frost hasn't exactly. It's actually interesting. You know, Scott Frost goes to another one of these programs that's waiting forever and ever, and that was the greatest time. I mean, that was like a Harbaugh like.
He's coming
reception.
Home, baby.
And hey, maybe he'll get it going. It's early. But the bottom line is Josh Heupel took over that program, and most people who closely follow that program are saying, nah, it's going the wrong direction since Josh Heupel. But the record's good. The offensive numbers are good. Spin it. Spin it all day. I'm going to spend my day listing all the coaches you should have hired instead.
Porth, you watched some UCF football this year. What's it like with Josh Heupel in there?
I only really watched one game.
And that's the only game that matters.
Cincinnati beat UCF.
How was Heupel's coaching?
They didn't look the same as they did when the previous coach was there.
Yeah, I'd say not. Oh, man.
Scott Frost. I couldn't think of his name.
We just said it. I don't think he listens to us. Does he listen to us in there?
Look, he's over there patting himself on the shoulder about coming up with Heupel Hump Day.
No,
he's going to be useless the rest of the show. Ooh, cool. That was a good one. Heupel Hump Day. All righty. Way to go.
I tweeted it and gave you credit. So
thanks, Joe.
Very excited.
You rarely give me credit for anything.
I mean, this has been a banner day for Ryan Porth already. Already a compliment from Rex Road on the poll question, and now a shout out on Twitter about Heupel's Hump Day.
I mean, relative to Josh Heupel as Tennessee's coach, you're amazing, okay?
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
God. You know what? Maybe we're – I mean, look, this is going to be the greatest sleight of hand ever if Josh Heupel is not Tennessee's coach.
Yeah, like what are you going to do if, you know, 7:30 rolls around here today and it comes out that, like, Lane Kiffin's walking through the door in Knoxville?
Well, I'm supposed to, you know, like, be covering Danny White, but I might go get his autograph and a hug if that happens. I mean,
even during a pandemic?
Maybe wait a little bit, but yeah.
I mean, I'm good.
He's fine. Yeah. You'll be all right.
I've got, like, 3 months. I can just do whatever I want, I guess. That's a joke. Don't
not
behave
serious.
That way.
Yes.
That's a good point, though. I'll give him a socially distanced fist bump, but I'll still get his autograph.
You know, it was funny because yesterday, look, the James Franklin stuff was in full force yesterday, Rex Road. I mean, there were people like at an airport in Pennsylvania somewhere, like staking out a plane that never showed up there on a live stream. And I watched like 5 minutes of it, and whoever the dude was sitting there like, oh, I hear a plane. He goes running around the corner, and it's a FedEx truck starting up. I'm like, well, all right, that's not a plane. That's a FedEx truck, but cool.
And who are these people?
Just Vol Twitter,
like,
man.
How did you get to this? Like, what Twitter account or whatever?
It was, you know? I think it was, you know, at Vol Rumor Mill, who you had some interactions with yesterday on Twitter, kind of led to a live stream. John Reed was a part of it as well. And there were just live streams of people looking for planes in Pennsylvania. I told you, this is exactly the week that Vol Twitter was made for, is a situation like this, a coaching search like this.
Well, you know what? Hopefully they get more time to do their thing. You know, maybe this team meeting is just like Danny White saying, listen, I know you guys told me what you wanted in a coach, but everybody's turning me down. Tell me again. Give me some more traits so I can so I can continue the search.
Just think of the roller coaster of Vol Twitter in the last 10 days. Excited that Pruitt got fired, then upset at the press conference, then excited about Danny White as AD, and then if Danny White hires Josh Heupel, then they're going to be furious at Danny White.
Yeah, it's gonna. It's.
I don't know, amazing. Man. I saw some major league spending going on last night when reports started to come out that Heupel could be the guy. I heard some. Oh, didn't they just hyping yourself up, talking yourself into it? Hey, this could be a good hire. This could be really good for Tennessee. And who knows? Maybe he comes in, does a great job, Joe.
Well, you know, our friend Austin Stanley is talking about how, you know, he's done well with quarterbacks. Tennessee has not had someone who's done well with quarterbacks for a long time. Okay, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose you could look at it that way. Now, Butch had a good quarterback. I guess, you know, how much credit do you give that staff for Joshua Dobbs and how he played? I mean, probably some, but, you know. I mean, that's looked at more like Josh Dobbs glossed over Butch's fault, right? But it was good quarterback play at Tennessee. It'll be – oh, boy, here we go.
This is coming from Grant Ramey of Go Vols 24/7. Tennessee's plane is off the ground and headed to Orlando Executive Airport. What does that sound like, Joe? Where is UCF?
I'm trying to think. Who else could this be? Here's another.
Going to pick up Mickey Mouse, bring him back.
But in all seriousness, a name that I have not seen, but I'll take a million times right now, is Mike Norvell.
Yeah.
Memphis. I mean, he hasn't done much at Florida State yet, but he's barely been there. Go get him.
If you're him, you leaving Florida State to go to Tennessee? I mean, neither place is great right now, but I'd probably stick around in the ACC at Florida State.
Yeah. You got Clemson and nobody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just nuts. I mean, it's funny because we had a texter on our text line yesterday, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Text in about Josh Heupel, and both of us just kind of looked at each other and said, no, that's not a good idea for Tennessee.
I forgot that.
And here they could be today.
Do you remember who it was?
No, I can go back and try to find it. But
So you mentioned Franklin and State College, so I do have to give a shout-out to Coach Brandon Hitt, Mill Creek Middle School football. Does a great job with the kids. But he and I were texting yesterday because he noticed that – Derek Ansley, but also Harrison Bailey and James Franklin started following each other yesterday on Twitter.
Ooh.
Now, the following each other on Twitter thing is not quite the, I heard they bought a house here or they were touring the school.
Sure. Like Brady ending up at NBA or whatever.
Right. But it's kind of in that family. And so I say, hey, if they hire James Franklin, first of all, huge for Tennessee. compare James Franklin – To Josh Heupel right now. But also, full credit to Coach Hitt. Unfortunately, it doesn't look good, but maybe we know where Harrison Bailey is.
Does that mean Harrison Bailey's transferring to Penn State? He's the next quarterback for James Franklin?
Coach Hitt still may have the scoop that Harrison Bailey is headed to State College.
Look, we saw Harrison Bailey's father a few weeks back tweet about, hey, they committed to Jeremy Pruitt, not the University of Tennessee. And Jeremy Pruitt, as we know, no longer there. What if Harrison Bailey does enter the transfer portal? Maybe that's it. Maybe he goes to Penn State.
Maybe. I mean, if there's one thing, if Josh Heupel's a hire today, you would think that quarterbacks would like that, right?
You'd think.
I'm trying to get on the spin zone, too. Put me on the spin zone.
Joe, yesterday you ranked your top five candidates that you would call if you were Danny White. Yeah. Where would Josh Heupel have ranked on that list?
You know, you had some honorable mentions. Is he in there?
No, he is not in there. I'm gonna look at the list right now because there's several more I can easily put on before him. So the top five, and again, a lot of them were unrealistic. I said that off the top. Franklin, Fickell, Campbell, Tom Allen, Gus Malzahn. I have a hard time believing that Gus Malzahn is just going to dismiss his job. I have no idea if there was any interest in him. I'm just saying, Gus Malzahn a million times out of a million over Josh Heupel. But I also had Lane Kiffin. I mean, Lane Kiffin. Listen, Lance Leopold, a guy that I'd take him. He was on my list. Jamie Chadwell, Billy Napier, Will Healy. So there's 10 right there without even a thought of Heupel. But I'm going to spend some time going deeper because there are other names that you could have gotten. Hey, I'd love Josh Heupel to make me look like an idiot. Make me look like an idiot, Josh. But, man, if you're a Vols fan, this has just got to be brutal right now.
Coming up next, we'll get your reaction to this. If it is Josh Heupel for Tennessee, what do you think of that hire by Danny White coming in on the job and bringing in his boy from UCF? Let us know, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What are we doing? Oh, what are we doing? Oh,
welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Who is that? Is that like very young Justin
Bieber? Danielle Bradbury.
Oh, I have no clue.
I literally just searched on Google, what are we doing song, and this popped up.
Well done, Ryan Porth. Nice. Oh, what is Tennessee doing indeed? Reports out there, maybe Josh Heupel is close to becoming the next head football coach at Tennessee. Austin Price last night reporting he's emerged as a top candidate. Jimmy Himes this morning reporting that Tennessee's having a team meeting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. Reportedly, I guess theoretically, to announce the new head football coach at Tennessee. So, got a lot of people speculating, wondering if it's Josh Heupel. Let's go to Twitter. TN Scribe on Twitter tweets in and says, "The fact that Vols Twitter thinks Josh Heupel is the next coach has me convinced that Josh Heupel is definitely not the next coach. Danny White's obfuscation game is strong." So, I guess that's a big word for misdirection.
That's a very nice word.
Yeah.
And, man, what a
play fake that
story
would be.
This would be if this is not Josh Heupel. I mean, my buddy John Neo from the Detroit News just tweeted at me, "Come on, Joe, get hyped!" But it's H-E-U-P-E-D. There are some.
Oh man,
there's some real nice marketing slogans that are going to be, I'm sure, fully employed by Tennessee here. It's just there's a little bit too much adding up here for it to not be. If it's not Josh Heupel, then I think this would have to take the cake for last second coaching search misdirections, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything that's gone this far down the road where we see the plane.
It's going to Orlando.
Going. A lot of credible reports, players called together, no other apparent candidate, although again there could be a name that we haven't heard. It's just that you've heard the Heupel thing is out there, and that would be amazing. That would be amazing and great word, TN Scribe, but I think you're wrong.
Let's go into our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. CD texts in and says, "I just want a coach who can recruit a quarterback, a good quarterback. We've heard about Josh Heupel, his ability to work with quarterbacks. I don't know if recruiting a good quarterback has been a good a problem for Tennessee. I think developing said quarterbacks have been a major problem for Tennessee. That to me, and you said it yesterday, we talked about it a little bit. Like if you're Tennessee, odds are you're going to end up with a good quarterback in recruiting. I mean, there are a lot of good quarterbacks out there. How do you develop them? How do you bring them along in your system? I mean, Harrison Bailey's a five-star guy. They've recruited good quarterbacks. Caden Salter, a four-star guy by most accounts. In some cases, it's a five-star guy. I mean, they've gotten some good quarterbacks in. Can you develop these said quarterbacks? That's the question for whether it's Josh Heupel or whoever that comes in as the next head coach of Tennessee. One of your most important jobs is going to be developing a quarterback that could play at a high level, at an SEC quality level, very quickly. In this process, I don't know if Heupel's that guy or not, but You ought to be able to find a good quarterback. The question is, can you develop said quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think Heupel would be a heck of a quarterback's coach hire. I would definitely replace Chris Wienke with Josh Heupel.
Yeah.
I'd be all in on Josh Heupel, quarterback
coach. Quarterback coach, not head coach?
OC? OC, maybe?
I mean, over Jim Chaney, yeah.
Yeah, over Jim Chaney, yeah. Sure, I mean, yeah, like if we're just going to compare everything to, like, what happened under Pruitt, then, I mean, you can make anything look good.
Yeah. Surely that's not the bar at Tennessee, though, is Jeremy Pruitt's tenure. I would hope not, anyway. But let me ask you this. If it is Josh Heupel, what do you think's more likely? Is it more likely that Danny White's just going to get his guy that he's got familiar with? Or is it more likely that he's gone through a process and he's received a whole lot of no's and now is just comfortable going with Josh Heupel?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the second. I mean, I don't know exactly all who. I think P.J. Fleck has kind of made it clear to everybody that he was approached. There's some other, you know, because coaches love that stuff. There's some James Franklin smoke, and that makes sense. It's pretty obvious Lane Kiffin didn't get a call. And I get, like, Lane Kiffin is, like, I think they should have absolutely looked into that. But I understand why it wouldn't happen. I can't be outraged about Lane. I mean, I know some fans want him. I think, to me, like, if you're in the SEC and you want to play with the big boys, you overlook some stuff with Lane Kiffin and go get the best possible coach you can get. And I think he's in a different category from Hugh Freeze, who you just can't even look at.
Right.
But I think it's clear. There's no way that, like, Danny White said, give me a week. I'm gonna go fishing, and then I'll just get my guy I was going to get all along. Josh Heupel. Get hyped. No.
Get hyped.
This is the fallback option of an AD who came in and said, oh, wow.
And
it's tough to hire a coach for this job. How is it this tough?
And, Joe, it looks like it's official. It's coming from Pete Thamel. Quote, sources, UCF's Josh Heupel is finalizing a deal to be the next coach at Tennessee. He's got the details at Yahoo. But Pete Thamel, who, of course, had it first last week that Jeremy Pruitt was out the door, now reporting that Josh Heupel is finalizing a deal to be the next head football coach at Tennessee. So it's looking like this is definitely happening. Just complete silence.
Buckle up, everybody. You know, I'm sure Josh Heupel's a nice guy, and he's done some good things as a coach. He should not be getting this job.
I'm serious. We talked last week about what a great hire Danny White was. This is not good. This is not a good look. And look, maybe it is what I just threw out there. Maybe he's gone so far down his list and been told no so many times that he's like, you know what? I have a comfort level with Josh Heupel. Obviously, Danny White thinks he's a good coach. He hired him and brought him into UCF. Maybe it is as simple as that. But if he's not that far down his list and this is what he came up with, I don't know how you have a whole lot of confidence in Danny White.
Well, that's the thing. We obviously, Danny White has been very good at keeping searches quiet. We're never going to know exactly. I mean, so recently I got information, and I can't say the name, but on a coach who had the job before Butch got it, and it got zapped by someone at Tennessee. But I had never heard it. Never heard it. Yep. There's always stuff like that in coaching searches. So we're never going to get the full picture of this. But I'm going to be watching Jamie Chadwell. I'm going to be watching Will Healy and Tony Elliott. Now, again, I'm going to compile a list before the end of the show of all the people they should have hired before Josh Heupel. And you can't tell me he went to all these places. I mean, I in some cases, I know he didn't. And that's the comparison. That's going to be the comparison. I'm willing to look at the UCF fan reaction and say, let's remember, Twitter is for extremes. So maybe 80% of UCF fans are sad today.
Could be.
I don't think so, but maybe. You got to keep an open mind with this guy and try to look at the positives, and there's going to be all kinds of spinning about how this makes sense. But this is not a good day for Tennessee football, and it's a very sobering look at you know, the attractiveness of this job. Also, slash at like Danny White, the shine coming off fast.
Well, that's what I want to know that I'm not sure we're ever going to find out is how far down the list is this? Because if this is a case of you going out and you hiring the athletic director of UCF, and he makes a couple of phone calls, maybe he checks in on James Franklin, maybe there's some smoke there with PJ Fleck as well, but he gets to like four or five on his list and it's Josh Heupel, that is not a good look for Danny White. I mean, and look, who knows? Maybe Josh Heupel comes in and does a really good job at Tennessee. I mean, look, I mean, Butch Jones, Jeremy Pruitt, not really Derek Dooley. I mean, they've all been varying degrees of excitement about these hires over Tennessee the last decade or so. I mean, obviously Lane Kiffin was the one that brought the most noise and the most excitement. But, you know, people were talked themselves into being excited about Butch when he got here. And even some people talked about Jeremy Pruitt. Oh, he's the, you know, the DC at Alabama. That defense has been really good. We're going to get back to playing that smash mouth SEC style of football on the line of scrimmage. I'm interested to see what Tennessee fans' reaction are today to Josh Heupel being hired, because that's the question I want to know that I'm not sure we ever will, is how far down the list was this for Danny White? Because if it's not that far down the list, I would be very disappointed if I'm a Tennessee fan.
Danny White was hired on Thursday or Wednesday last week?
I believe Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. So, I mean, it's day seven of him on the job as Tennessee's athletic director. Go to day 10.
Yeah.
Go to day 8. Exhaust your avenues. I mean, look, obviously he knows up close what Heupel is as a coach. And so I'm assuming that Danny White has thought about, you know, how will this guy handle the fishbowl that is Knoxville? Because that's one of my biggest concerns based on what I know of Josh Heupel.
This is a much different animal than UCF.
And he's coming in. There's not going to be a lot of excitement. There's going to be people who talk themselves into this. But excitement? Like, this is almost a complete 180 from the hire of Danny White, which is funny.
And here we are. My goodness. When we come back, we'll get your reaction. According to Pete Thamel, the deal is being finalized between Tennessee and Josh Heupel from UCF. What's your reaction? What do you make of this hire by Tennessee? Let us know on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And reports out there that Josh Heupel set to become the next head football coach at Tennessee. Pete Thamel saying that the Josh Heupel and the Tennessee Volunteers are finalizing a deal. We've talked about the report from Grant Ramey that the plane from Tennessee is on the way to Orlando, and that would presumably be to bring Josh Heupel back as their next head football coach. And we're taking your reaction all show long on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Wayne from Spring Hill, who wants to weigh in on the Vols. Wayne, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Oh, good morning, guys. And all I got to say is we're almost at rock bottom, so why not just go all the way to the bottom and start working our way back up? I mainly call in to help Ryan. I know Ryan's working on a promo right now. I can feel it working, and I want to help him out. So here it comes. Hype Hunt Day. There you go. I'm recording for you. Play all day.
Thank you, Wade. We appreciate the call. Hype Hunt Day, baby. Shiano Sunday to Hype Hunt Day. Oh,
what
man.
Will The Rock say by lunch? How many swear words will have to be?
Will we be able to repeat it?
Bleeped. Painted over. I've got a text line here, my own personal text line. My friend Jason, Vanderbilt graduate. The last year has sucked generally. Quote, The last year has sucked, generally. But knowing UT is going to continue to suck for many years, that helps a good bit, unquote.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of Vanderbilt fans excited about this already. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Santa in Portland texts in and says, they pick a guy whose program has been steadily on the decline the last 3 years. See you 3 years again when we do this again at Tennessee for a coaching search. It does feel like, Joe, and maybe this is the one that works out because it feels this way, but it feels like this is just delaying the inevitable for 3 years to where you have to do this again and go find another coach, which is exactly the opposite of what Tennessee should be doing. Like, there's been so much turnover that shouldn't be the case. But I don't know if this is going to work out very well.
Well, except here's the thing I wonder, though, is have we gotten to the point where it wouldn't be 3 years? Have we gotten to the point where, I mean, what gets Josh Heupel fired in 3 years? Let's go right to Josh Heupel being fired, okay? I mean, look, most coaches do get fired, well, first of all.
Sure.
Right?
Okay? I mean, the odds
being,
are
I'm not being
great.
Overly negative in saying that. I mean, I wonder if we've gotten to the point with this program where he can muddle around and be 6-6-ish, 5-7-ish for 3 years, and still it's like, well, you can't keep starting over. And then so you get to year five and then you're starting over. Another question I have on this is, you know, Danny White, I would suspect when you make an investment like you did in Danny White, a lot of times ADs are tied to their coach, and certainly this AD is going to be really tied to this coach because it's his guy from his last job. But I would right now predict that Danny White will get the next hire too.
Yeah, I would say so.
That'd be my guess. And, of course, it won't be fun to fire his friend. But
he's not even been hired yet.
Prepare yourself, Danny.
Joe is already firing him. Oh, man, let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Danny from Clarksville texts in and says, at least he's been a head coach is all I can say. Career record of 28-8, number two offense in the country. Right now, because the idiots with a voice over Twitter that get a coach fired and anyone with a brain steers clear of this university, it's going to be the best we can do unless we venture again into the Saban well that has not worked out very well for Tennessee.
I love the spin, 28-8. Spin it. Number two, hey, you can find stuff. You can find stuff to support this hire. I'm gonna disagree. That's a pet peeve of mine is the crazy like fans on Twitter stuff. Like, that has nothing to do with why coaches aren't picking this job. I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that Shano Sunday scares coaches away. I've talked to enough of them who laugh at that. What scares them away is, why did you just bring on an NCAA investigation to get out of a buyout? And that's how it's perceived, whether that's true or not. That's how it's perceived. Why do you keep changing chancellors, presidents, ADs? What's up with the boosters? Why does it feel like now these boosters have the power and these boosters have the power a couple years ago, and now it goes back to them? That's what people are afraid of with this job.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, Josh Heupel might be the only candidate to agree to keep Kevin Steele on staff as the DC. Josh handles the offense. I'm not excited, but I'm optimistic. Look, I don't know if Kevin Steele is going to be on staff or not, but let me ask you this. Like, if you're a Tennessee fan, you'd rather have Josh Heupel or Kevin Steele for a year. I mean, my goodness. I realize Kevin Steele is not the long-term answer at coach. And who knows? Maybe, I mean, Josh Heupel's 42 years old. Maybe he is. But to your point, the direction wasn't going the right way at UCF. Like, you're going backwards at UCF. And I realize he's 28-8. That's a good record. But just think about what he took over at UCF. Team was pretty good. I mean, they were claiming national championships.
He took over a national champion.
Yeah. I mean, so UCF fans seem to be, at least some of them, pretty excited that he's not in there anymore.
I mean, they went 12-1 his first year.
Yeah.
They went 8-0 in the American, in the AAC. Second year, 10-3, still very good. 6-2, kind of disappointing. You know, they finished second in the East. And then this year, and it is a COVID year. This year they go 6-4. They go 5-3. They're tied for third in the East. So it is going the wrong way. It's a short sample size, but it is going the wrong way. you know, I think this is where, look, I don't have the information. I don't have the game-by-game information. I know in general where the program has gone, and I know a little bit about Josh's personality, and I think that's really going to be interesting, him coming into this. Because UCF has a certain profile. It's covered. You know, people talk about UCF. Obviously, that Scott Frost year, they were the sensation of college football. But, man, this is it's nothing like what he's stepping into here. And I just – I have my questions about how that's going
to
go.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Andre from Nashville, who wants to weigh in on the Vols. Andre, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Man, I look at this situation. To be honest with you, I think the whole program just needs to opt out for a year. just take off a year and just reassess yourself, because nobody knows what they're doing. It's sad for a school like Tennessee that got a fan base all over the United States to have to suffer through this, man. I don't know. I think I'm going to go down the middle of Tennessee and just give me some season tickets down there. I'm not going to Knoxville for the next couple of years.
So you're opting out, at least.
I'm opting out, man. I mean, this is a disgrace, man. This is a disgrace, and I don't know what to say yet. All I know is all my Tennessee jerseys, all my hats, I'm going to put it in the closet, and they're going to take off for a couple years so we can see what's going on around here.
Just get get some well-deserved rest, Andre. We appreciate it. Man. I think Andre's reaction there is a lot of what we're going to see today from Tennessee. Now, look, I don't think we're going to see like this uprising like we saw with Greg Schiano. I would be very surprised if that happens again. But I know based on Twitter and on the reaction so far on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, not very positive for Tennessee fans on this hire of Josh Heupel.
Honestly, I think it's way more positive than I would guess. Which, again, to me is sort of like, it's like a beaten down fan base that's like, okay, this guy here, let me find the positives and let me cling to those. I've been actually a bit surprised. Oh, here we go. So we got some Tennessee fan back and forth. Chris Kepley on Twitter, to the response to the Vanderbilt fan who's laughing at this, is Tennessee fans love the idea of Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. Let's get a little Clark Lee, Josh Heupel rivalry.
A little rivalry stirring up here.
Hey, yeah. Leach and Kiffin, step aside. There's going to be some trash talk, Clark Lee and Josh Heupel.
Oh, boy. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, is it too late to call Jason Witten? Going to give the head coaching job to Jason Witten. Oh.
Just from now on, just hire, like, former great players and give that a role. You know, you already had T. Martin in the program. Go get Witten. I mean, Peyton, like, come on. Maybe Heupel can get Peyton as his quarterback's coach.
Maybe so.
That'd be cool.
That'd be worth it.
They'd make it all fine.
Just make everything go very well. Oh, man. Josh Heupel expected to be hired as Tennessee's new head football coach. Danny White comes in and goes and gets his man, bringing him with him from UCF. We'll continue to get your reaction all show long. That's coming up next when we're back. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.